Japanese.
你好，香港、澳门、大陆。
Japanese Class 101.
Hi everyone, and welcome back to CantoneseClass101.com. This is Business Cantonese for Beginners, Season 1, Lesson 7. Saying goodbye when you leave your job in Hong Kong. John here.
大家好, I'm Siu Ling.
In this lesson, you'll learn how to say goodbye in a business setting. The conversation takes place in an office.
It's between Linda and Mark.
The speakers are co-workers, therefore, they will speak informally in Cantonese. Okay, let's listen to the conversation.
我先走了。
为什么这么早走的？
我已经做了些事，就回家了。你都不要经常加班了。
说就容易。
你还有很多事要做？
不要紧啦，我自己搞得定。
那好啦，明天见。
Listen to the conversation one time slowly.
我走先啦。
点解咁早走嘅？
我已经做晒啲嘢，咪返屋企囉。你都唔好成日加班啦。
讲就容易。
你仲有好多嘢要做？
唔紧要啦，我自己搞得掂。
咁好啦，听日见。
Listen to the conversation with the English translation.
我走先啦。
So I will be going.
点解咁早走嘅？
Why so early?
我已经做晒啲嘢，咪翻屋企咯。
I have finished everything, so I'm going home.
你都唔好成日加班啦。
You also should not always work overtime.
讲就容易。
I wish it were that simple.
你仲有好多嘢要做？
Do you still have much work to do?
唔紧要啦。我自己搞得掂。
Never mind, it's a one-man job.
咁好啦，听日见。
Okay, then I'll see you tomorrow. 。It's always a bad feeling when you're still working and your colleagues get to leave.
At least Mark spoke to Linda about it.
Yeah, he might have helped if he could. Is overtime common in Hong Kong?
It seems to be quite common, yes.
Does it cause any problems?
There have been reports of bus drivers working overtime and causing traffic accidents.
Okay, that's a yes then. How many hours do people usually work in Hong Kong?
The average working week is 50 hours.
That's quite a lot. What about the wages?
The Hong Kong statutory minimum wage is 34.50 Hong Kong dollars.
That's about $4.40 US at current exchange rates.
The monthly average wage is very high, though, at around 2,652 US dollars.
Okay, now on to the vocab. Let's take a look at the vocabulary from this lesson. The first word is
走先.
To leave early. To leave now.
走先. 走先.
Next we have
点解.
Why?
点解.点解?
Next we have
屋企
Home
屋企屋企
Next we have
成日
All of the time, always
成日成日
Next we have
加班
To work overtime
加班加班
Next we have
容易
Easy, simple
容易容易
Next we have
点
Satisfactory, in good order
点点
Next we have
听日
Tomorrow
听日听日
And lastly
见
To see
见见
Let's have a closer look at the usage of some of the words and phrases from this lesson. The first word is
你屋企喺边?
meaning where is your home? Let's break down this phrase.
First is 你屋企, which means your home. This is followed by 在哪?
This means where.
You can use this to ask where someone lives.
The answer will usually be by an area, district, country, or brief description of a location.
You can also say 你住在哪?
Where do you live? Can you give us an example using this phrase?
Sure. For example, you can say 我車你, 你屋企在哪?
Which means, I'll give you a ride. Where do you live? Okay, what's the next word?
好容易,
meaning very easy. This is a phrase.
First is 好, meaning very, followed by 容易.
That means good.
好易 is a shortened form of this.
It's very colloquial and is used informally.
But the two phrases are interchangeable.
Can you give us an example using this phrase?
Sure. For example, you can say 成日出入冷氣房好容易病。
Which means, it's very easy to get sick going in and out of the air-conditioned rooms. Okay, what's the next word?
日見夜見。
Meaning, to see someone night and day. This is an idiom.
First is 日, meaning day, and then is 見.
This is to see. Next is night.
That's 夜. And finally is 見 again.
Which again is see. It's literally day see, night see.
This is a very common idiom.
Can you give us an example using this idiom?
Sure. For example, you can say 佢哋日見夜見開始覺得好煩。
Which means they see each other day and night and start to feel annoyed. Okay, now on to the lesson focus.
It's grammar time.
In this lesson, you'll learn about saying goodbye before going home. Here are some expressions you can use to say goodbye to your coworkers.
我走先啦。
I have to go now.
我翻屋企先啦。
I have to go home now.
听日见。
See you tomorrow.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Going back to the subject of overtime, it's good to show your colleagues that you are concerned about them if they are working overtime.
In Hong Kong, we often say OT when we mean overtime working.
Here are some phrases to do with OT.
你今日又 OT?
You need to work overtime again today?
你唔好成日 OT 啦。
You shouldn't work overtime so often.
你仲有好多嘢要做。
Do you still have much work to do?
你需唔需要帮手?
Do you need help?
辛苦晒啦。
Thanks for your hard work.
Listeners, do you know the powerful secret behind rapid progress?
Using the entire system.
Lesson notes are an important part of this system.
They include a transcript and translation of the conversation,
key lesson vocabulary,
and detailed grammar explanations.
Lesson notes accompany every audio or video lesson.
Use them on the site or mobile device, or print them out.
Using the lesson notes with audio and video media will rapidly increase your learning speed.
Go to CantoneseClass101.com and download the lesson notes for this lesson right now.
Okay, that's all for this lesson. Thank you for listening, everyone, and we'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye-bye.
I'll go first. Why
are you going so early?
I've already done all my stuff, so I'll go home. You don't have to work every day.
讲就容易，
你仲有好多嘢要做，
唔紧要啦，我自己搞得掂。
咁好啦，听日见。